Automotive, agricultural, and consumer groups file petition against anti-gas EPA regulations. By Olivia Rondo on June 13, 2024. A coalition of pro-gasoline research, industry, and consumer groups formed a united front to legally challenge regulations from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, on Thursday. A group of 30 petitioners, including the American Petroleum Institute, API, and American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers, AFPM, is seeking to overturn the EPA's controversial vehicle regulations in Washington, D.C.'s federal court, Fox News reported. The EPA has set a goal for its anti-gas vehicle regulations, announced in March, to have 56% of new vehicle sales be electric by 2032. The final standards will significantly reduce emissions of greenhouse gases, GHG, hydrocarbons, nitrogen oxides, NOx, and particulate matter, PM2.5, from new passenger cars, light trucks, and larger pickups and vans, helping tackle the climate crisis and resulting in widespread reductions in air pollution. The petition is also being backed by agricultural groups, such as the National Corn Growers Association and the American Farm Bureau Federation, as well as several auto dealers representing 16 brands and collectively operating dozens of dealerships in major markets across the country, according to API. Attorney Michael Bushbaker, who represents some of the plaintiffs, told Fox News that Congress never authorized the EPA to reverse engineer an electric vehicle mandate. Forced electrification of the vehicle fleet is one of the least cost-effective decarbonization strategies out there. By contrast, renewable fuels are a feasible and affordable means of reducing greenhouse gas emissions and improving vehicle efficiency, he argued. In a statement celebrating the legal filing, API Vice President and General Counsel Ryan Myers said his institute will protect gas consumers and industry workers. The EPA has exceeded its congressional authority with this regulation that will eliminate most new gas cars and traditional hybrids from the U.S. market in less than a decade. We look forward to making our case in court, he said. AFPM President Shep Thompson also said that the EPA overstepped its boundaries. Since no gas, diesel or traditional hybrid today can meet 85 g/mile, EPA's averaging scheme, which is already being contested for the 2023 to 2026 standards, is clearly meant to force EV adoption, he said in a press release. Environmental officials have shot back against these criticisms, telling Fox News that the regulations will benefit consumers in the long run, by encouraging continued development of more efficient vehicles. EPA's standards are also projected to save Americans on average about $6,000 over the lifetime of a new model year 2032 light-duty vehicle, compared to a vehicle meeting the 2026 standards, by accelerating adoption of technologies that reduce fuel and maintenance costs as well as pollution, an EPA spokesperson said in a statement.